上午的聚会要跟各位互相勉励的主题是信息与恩慈。
The topic that I would like to share with you this morning is gospel and kindness.
这是接续上一次所说的主题。
And this is the continuation of last time's topic.
神的信息借着人把它传扬出来。
God's gospel was spread out through mankind.
神的信息是从今生延续到来生。
And the gospel of God is from the beginning to the end.
那神的恩慈呢，也是借着人来执行在这个地球上面。
And the grace of God is also manifested through man.
那神的恩慈呢，比较偏重于今生，或者是我们肉体方面。
And the grace of God is more emphasized on our life today and also our body.
现在的人灵魂生病都不晓得。
And most people now, they don't know what happened to their spiritual life or soul.
但是肉体生病呢，就非常紧张。
Oh, but when they were sick in the physical body, they will be very anxious about it.
那么这两样呢，都需要神的恩慈临到我们。
And but for these two things, regardless if your physical body or your spiritual body, if they're sick, then we need God's grace to take care of us.
请看马可福音第六章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 6.
12-13.
Mark chapter 6, verse 12 and 13.
马可福音第六章12-13。
Mark chapter 6, verse 12. They went out and preached that people should repent. 13. They drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and healed them.
这里提到主耶稣的门徒出去传扬主耶稣的信息。
Here it talks about the disciples of Lord Jesus. They went out and preached the gospel.
那在信息里面呢，他特别强调叫人要悔改。
And in the gospel, they emphasize on repentance.
那十三节是提到他们把主耶稣的恩慈带到人群当中。
In verse 13, it talks about the God's grace, which was manifested among men.
在当时的社会里面，有很多人身体不平安。
In the society at that time, there were a lot of people who were sick.
那有的不平安是从魔鬼来的。
And those people who were sick, it was because of the demons.
有的不平安是因为不小心而身体感染病痛。
Or maybe they were sick because they have diseases in their body.
那有的人呢，他的身体不太好，是因为有先天性的关系。
And some people they don't have a good health. It could because of their own genetics.
反正有很多病人就是。
But regardless, there were just many sick people.
但是呢，这些病人都借着神的恩慈而得到平安。
But all these sick people, they were healed due to the grace of God.
主耶稣的门徒把主耶稣的恩慈带到人群当中。
So the disciples of Lord Jesus brought the grace of God to men.
让人的身体跟灵魂两方面都得到神的恩慈。
So that the body and the spiritual life can be at peace and receive the grace of God.
今天在传扬主耶稣信息的人，往往忽略了主耶稣的恩慈。
And today, when people preach the gospel of God, they often forget about the grace of God.
那有的呢，在传扬主耶稣的信息当中呢，他们呢也不忽略了主耶稣的恩慈。
But other people, when they preach the gospel of God, they never forget to mention about the grace of God.
因为到底今生跟肉体是很现实的问题。
Because whatever happened in our life and whatever happened to our physical body is something that's very realistic.
在今天基督教界里面呢，教会在传扬主耶稣的信息。
So in Christianity, the churches they preach the gospel of Lord Jesus.
那另一方面呢，又在执行主耶稣的恩慈，就是呢，开了很多的医院来帮助人。
And on the other hand, they will also preach the grace of God where they could operate a lot of hospitals to heal and help others.
那这里记载呢，主耶稣的门徒有医病赶鬼的能力。
So here it talks about that the disciples of Lord Jesus, they have the power to heal and to cast out demons.
并不是说他们有接受过医学方面的训练，不是的。
But doesn't mean that these disciples have received a medical training before.
这是从主耶稣来的能力显明出来。
But these power are from Lord Jesus.
但是在现在的这个医学方面非常发达
，But nowadays where medical is well developed，
这也是神的恩典
，And this is also considered as the grace of God。
那虽然医学很发达，但是病人呢，并没有减少，还是很多的。
Even though we live in this world where medical is well advanced， but still we get a lot of sick people in this world。
人一直的努力要让更多的人得到平安。
For men, they tried very hard to get peace for men, to make peace.
但是反而不平安的人越来越多。
But contradictly, that there were more people who are not feeling well, who are not at peace.
这个就跟宗教信仰有连带关系。
And this is because it's related to the religions.
因为没有宗教信仰的力量呢，就产生很多的罪恶。
Without the power of religion, there will be a lot of sins in this world.
纽约啊，又发生这个凶杀案。
And there was a murder in New York.
凶手为了工作的关系啊，跟他的工作伙伴发生争执，就拿枪来打死他。
And the murderer, because of his own work, he just picked up a gun and shot his own partner.
他认为打死对方还不够，顺便呢，周围的人，他也拿枪来扫射他们。
And he thought that just killing his partner was not enough. He also, shoot the people that is around him.
这种心态啊，真的不太正常。
And that was the wrong mentality.
那最近又判刑的啊，就是在欧洲啊，有一个人啊。他杀死很多人啊。
And it also there was another story and another news that in Europe there was a person who killed a lot of people.
他被判刑呢，有期徒刑21年。
And he was punished and he was sentenced for 20 years in the jail.
有人说他神经病，他说我很正常。
And someone said that he has mental problems, but he claimed that he was completely normal.
这就是因为种族群结没有办法把它解开。
And it was because he has a lot of problems in him and he couldn't solve it.
人与人之间有很多的这个结呀，很困难把它解开。
And because he was holding grudges against other people, that's why he
started
killing others.
那这个结呢，要需要天上的神来替他解开。
So these kind of grudges, you need God to resolve them.
就是要有纯正的宗教信仰。
And that is the pure faith.
所以我们各位非常有福气啊。
So every one of you, we have great blessings here.
我们能够在真耶稣教会里面啊，接受主耶稣的恩典。
Because we are able to receive the grace of God in the true Jesus Church.
那现在我就根据呢主耶稣的门徒他们所执行的神的恩慈带到人群当中呢来学习。
So now we'll talk about the grace of God, which was manifested through the disciples.
因为主耶稣要差遣门徒出去的时候
，When Lord Jesus sent his disciples，
他本身啊就很注重这个医治人的病痛。
And Lord Jesus greatly emphasized on healing others，
因为这个是很现实的问题。
Because this is a problem, a very realistic problem that we have.
所以主耶稣在那短短几年当中啊，带给很多人肉体平安。
So in those short few years where Lord Jesus was preaching, he brought peace to many people.
请看马太福音第四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter
4. 23-25.
Chapter 4, verse 23-25.
马太福音第四章23-25.
Matthew chapter 4, verse 23. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sicknesses among the people. 24. News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill with various diseases, those suffering severe pain and demon-possessed, and those having seizures. and the paralyzed, and he healed them. 25. Large crowd from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across the Jordan followed him.
耶稣刚开始传福音啊，在加利利神那一带的各城市啊。
So in the beginning, when Lord Jesus preached the gospel, he preached in the area of Galilee.
传天国的福音跟医治病人是并行的。So
he was preaching the good news of the kingdom and also healing the people.
那他差遣门徒出去的时候，也是两样都并行的哈。两个并行。两就是医治病人跟传扬天国的福音。And
when he preached the gospel, he did these two things simultaneously.
那对照我们现在呢，比较强调的主耶稣的信息，而忽略了神的恩慈。And
for us today, we place more emphasis on the gospel of the kingdom rather than healing the sick.
所以要接受主耶稣的人就不多啊，寥寥无几。So
that's why there are not a lot of people who are willing to receive the good news.
有些地方呢。 他们很注重这个人肉体的平安。And
other places, they place a great emphasis on the peace of man.
我们教会在台湾啊，经常在医院布道。And
in Taiwan, our churches in Taiwan often go to, often preach and evangelize in the hospitals.
那在医院里面呢，也有很多我们的信徒当医生啊。And
even in the hospital, we have a lot of members who are doctors.
结果呢，有很多人来信啊。
And at the end of the day, there were a lot of believers.
我还没有退休之前呢，经常到长庚医院去布道。And
before I retired, I often go to the hospital and evangelize them.
往往我讲道理15分钟啊。And
most of the time, I just speak for 15 minutes.
但是替病人祷告的时间就花很长。But
we will spend a lot of time in prayer.
有一些坐轮椅的，有一些病人被人推来的，经过我们给他按手祷告，他很受安慰。
And some of those who were sitting in a wheelchair and being pushed to us, and after they received the lay of hands, they feel much at ease.
但是我们不否认医院里面医学的功能，我们不否认这些。
Of course, we do not deny the effectiveness of the medicine.
因为医院也很赞成我们有宗教信仰的人在医院里面为病人祷告。
Because the people from the hospital also agree that we can go there and pray for the patients.
那这种呢，传扬神的信息，一方面凸显神的恩慈呢，就能够发生很大的效果。
So when we preach the gospel like this, the grace of God will be greatly manifested.
那主耶稣本身呢，他有医病赶鬼的能力啊，因为他有神权呐。
And Lord Jesus himself, he has the power to heal the sick because he has the authority of God.
那耶稣的门徒呢，是当年代替耶稣来做这些事情的。And
the disciples of Lord Jesus, they were there to later on replace Lord Jesus and perform these tasks.
请看路加福音第9章第6节。Let's
turn to Luke chapter 9, verse 6.
路加福音第9章第6节。Luke
chapter 9, verse 6. So they set out and went from village to village, preaching the gospel and healing people everywhere.
主耶稣的门徒一方面传扬福音，一方面医治病人。So
when Lord Jesus preached the gospel, he also healed a lot of people on the way.
两种啊，并行的哈。So
these two tasks could be done simultaneously.
也就是说，人的身体跟灵性两样都很重视。
So it means that Lord Jesus placed great emphasis on the physical body of man and also the spirituality of man.
And
a lot of times we just concern about the spirituality of man.
And
we neglected the physical health of man.
那主耶稣的门徒是他们呢所注重的身体的健康跟灵魂的健康。
But the disciples of Lord Jesus, they emphasize both on the physical body of the health of the physical body and also the health of the spiritual life.
在我们教会里面,
and in our church,
当传道人主受神学教育,
and when the minister received the their theoretical training.
但是有些呢，在传扬主耶稣信息的人，他们呢要派到很落后的地方去的时候，也要接受医学教育。
So when we sent a minister to a very remote places, they also have to receive a medical training as well.
在早期，有些传道人，他本身有医生的身份，也有传道人的身份。
So in the earlier days, where the preacher, they were initially doctor, and but at the end they started preaching gospel as well.
所以在落后的国家呢，主行神的恩慈，主行得很成功啊。
So in those remote area, it is very, we had a very successful way to preach the word of God.
这是我们现在我们教会比较缺乏的地方。
And this is the part where we are lacking currently in our modern churches.
那主耶稣的门徒有医病赶鬼的能力。
And the disciples of Lord Jesus had the power to heal the sick and to cast out demons.
请看第九章第二节。
Let's read Luke chapter 9, verse 2. Verse 2, and he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick.
那主耶稣差遣门徒出去呢，传扬神国的福音，一方面医治病人，这个医治病人的能力是主耶稣给他们的。
So when Lord Jesus sent the disciples out to preach the kingdom of God, they also healed the sick. And this power of healing the sick is given by Lord Jesus.
那么现在呢，我们传道人同样有执行这种能力，但是往往我们去忽略了。
And even the preacher nowadays, they also have these kind of power, but yet we neglected these kind of power.
那刚才我们在马可福音第六章那边有提到门徒用一种简单的医药叫做油来摸病人。
And previously in Matthew chapter 6, it talks about that the disciples used the oil to heal people.
但是他们呢，虽然在执行神的恩慈，但是没有忽略这个灵魂的健康。
So even though they were healing the sick, but they did not forget about the spiritual life of the person.
实际上，人灵魂的健康也非常重要。
And indeed, the spiritual well-being of a person is very important.
我们请看这个提摩太前书一章十五节、十六节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5 to 6.
提摩太前书第一章十五节、十六节。
Sorry, First Timothy chapter 1, verse 15 to verse 16. Verse 15. He is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. 16. But for that very reason, I was shown mercy so that in me, the worst of sinners, Christ Jesus might display his unlimited patience.As an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal life.
保罗是一位很优秀的传道人。
Even though Paul was a very outstanding preacher,
他的肉体本来很健康。
And his health was very good before.
但是他的灵魂生病。
But his spiritual life was ill.
他呢，这种灵魂的病呢，是非常严重的。
And the spiritual life is ill, which was very important.
他认为他是一个大罪人啊。
He thought that he was a great sinner.
因为他还没有信耶稣之前是逼迫相信耶稣的人。
Because before he believed in Christ, he was the one who persecuted Christians.
那主耶稣怜悯他，因为他的灵魂的病非常严重。
And Lord Jesus has shown mercy on him because he was seriously ill in his spiritual life.
主耶稣没有放弃他，说这个是无可救药，没有。
Lord Jesus did not forget about him and just said that, oh, he is not, he cannot repent or healable.
人再怎么坏呢，都有改变的希望。
No matter how bad a person is, there is also a way to change him or to change, yeah.
像保罗这种人不可能信耶稣，但是主耶稣还是先招纳他。
So even though Paul, he seemed to be the one who was not able to believe in Christ, but Lord Jesus had called him and changed him.
在当时的犹太社会里面， 犹太教呢忽略了一种认为罪人是无可救药的。
And in the society of Judaism back in the days, they had a concept that a sinner they can never be repent, they can never change to become a good person.
那当时在一些犹太教的神学家的眼中的罪人呢，他们不拯救他们，只有避开他们。
So at that time, the theologians, what they would do, they would just avoid them. They would never try to save them.
对这些罪人呢，有一道墙非常高的。
And to the sinners, they would just build a high wall and try to put them onto the side.
但是主耶稣出来传福音的时候呢，把这一道墙啊，把它打破。
But when Lord Jesus preached the gospel, he broke this huge wall.
请参看路加福音第七章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 7.
路加福音第七章。
Luke chapter 7.
36-38.
Verse 36 to 38. Luke chapter 7, verse 36 to 38. Now one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, so he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. 37. When a woman who had lived a sinful life in that town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster jar of perfume. 38. And as she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wipe his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them.
这里记载有一个法利赛人邀请耶稣到他家里用餐。
So here it talks about a Pharisee who invited Jesus to have dinner with him.
那他们在用餐当中啊，有一个女人，法利赛人认为是罪人。
And while they were having dinner, a woman who was considered as a sinner.
可能她的行为不太纯正。
Or perhaps she had very bad conduct.
法利赛人把这种罪人列为无可救药的人。
And so the Pharisees consider these kind of sinners, they are put on the side and cannot be saved.
这种人没有悔改的机会。
And they consider them as a person who has no chance to repent.
但是耶稣的看法不一样。
However, Lord Jesus has a different view on them.
因为他知道耶稣在这个法利赛人家里。
So this woman knew that Jesus was in the house of the Pharisee.
他就在主耶稣的身旁来悔改。
And she stood behind Lord Jesus and repent.
那他在悔改的时候表现出他非常大的爱心。
So when she repented, it shows that her great love and faith for Lord Jesus.
所以在47-48记载。
So that's why it is recorded in verse 47 and 48.
主耶稣说他有很多的罪得到赦免。
So that's why Lord Jesus said that she has many sins, but they have been forgiven.
因为呢，他显出的爱心非常大，超越这个这一家的主人就是法利赛人。
Because she showed great faith, and that faith is even much greater than the host, who is the Pharisee.
那神的恩主就是神的爱心。
And the grace of God is equivalent to the love of God.
那神的信息呢，就是叫人要悔改。
Even though the message of God is to tell people to repent.
有时候呢，这两方面是并行的哈。
But these two things can happen simultaneously.
那主耶稣呢，在世的时候。不只只有救这个罪人，还有其他很多的。
And when Lord Jesus was on earth, he did not only save the sinner, he also saved many other sinners.
在约翰福音第八章里面记载，有一个女人也是罪人。
And in John chapter 8, it also talks about a woman who is a sinner.
但是这个女人在犯罪的时候被犹太教的这些法利赛人抓到证据。
But when this woman was committing sin, she was being she was caught by the Pharisees.
就根据摩西的律法，要用石头把她打死。
And she was caught by the Jews, and according to the law of Moses, she has to be stoned to death.
他们来问耶稣。
So they approach Lord Jesus.
要怎么办她呢？
They asked Lord Jesus, "What must we do to this woman?"
这是非常为难的事情。
And it was indeed a very hard thing to do.
但是当时主耶稣回答这些文士法利赛人的内容是非常高超的。
But the way that Lord Jesus responded was actually in it's a, it It was a very wise the way he said it.
他说你们当中没有罪的人就可以执行惩罚他。
And Lord Jesus said, whoever of you has no sin, then you can start to stone this person.
结果在现场呢，说从年少的到年纪大的啊，大家检讨自己以后啊，都不配来惩罚他。
So everyone there, from young to old, they realize that they have no right to punish that sinner, the woman.
因为每个人的良心都有亏欠。
Because all of them were fell short.
所以那些人呢，啊，就趁的时候赶快走开啊。
So all these people, they just left one by one.
就剩下这个女人跟耶稣在那边。
And at the end, there was only the woman, the sinner, and also Jesus left.
耶稣问她，他们没有定你的罪吗？
So Lord Jesus asked her, do they not want to punish you?
她说没有呢。
And the woman said, no, none of them wanted to.
耶稣告诉她，我也不定你的罪。
And Lord Jesus said that I will not condemn you.
但是呢，从此以后啊，你不要再犯罪。
But from now on, sin no more.
就表示说，鼓励他要悔改啊，修正你的行为。
So it means that he encouraged her to repent and to correct her sins.
所以主耶稣呢，他注重人灵魂的病，也注重人身体的病。
So Lord Jesus cares greatly on the health of the spiritual body and also the physical body.
这个案例啊，在主耶稣在世的时候有很多啊。
And there were a lot of examples that is recorded while Jesus was alive.
像在马可福音第二章里面记载有一个瘫痪的人。
And in Mark chapter 2 talks about a person who is paralyzed.
没有办法走路。
And he was not able to walk.
那有四个人抬着他来到主耶稣讲道理的那个房子里面。
And there were four people carrying him to the house where Lord Jesus was preaching.
因为人都挤不进去。
Because there were so many people, they could not push themselves in.
后来，抬他们的人就从屋顶啊，拆屋顶下去啊。
So the four people who carried him, they just opened the ceiling and dropped him from the ceiling.
那圣经记载，主耶稣看到这些人的信心啊。
So Lord Jesus mentioned that he saw the faith of these people.
对这个生病的人说，你的罪得到赦免。
And Lord Jesus said to the paralytic, and he said that your sin has been forgiven.
可能他有亏欠神的地方。
Perhaps there was a way that there was a time that he fell short in God.
那主耶稣既然赦免他的罪，那他的病也同时好了。
And since Lord Jesus had forgiven his sins, then his sickness was healed immediately.
所以有的人有病呢，跟罪也有连带关系。
So sometimes the sickness and also it's also related to his or her own sin.
在我们教会里面啊，有很多的见证啊。
And there are many testimonies from our church.
我小时候在我故乡的教会啊，有一个人中风啊。
And when I was young at my hometown, the church in my hometown, there was a person who got a stroke.
那他会来信耶稣，是因为他有一个孙女是我们教会的。孙女
and then he came to believe in Christ because one of his granddaughter was in our church.
那他听他孙女的见证以后，他决定要相信，就那一次的灵会报名受洗。
So after he heard the testimony from his own granddaughter, he decided to get baptized.
因为他中风没有办法走路，所以有几个人搀扶他下到水里面受洗。
And because he had a stroke, he was not able to walk, so a lot of people carried him into the water to get baptized.
但是很奇妙，他受洗起来自己走上来，马上好，这个很奇怪的。
Miraculously, after he got baptized, he was able to walk by himself.
哦，这个恩典很大。
And that was a great mercy and grace from God.
但是很遗憾，这个人后来不来教会。
Unfortunately, this person at the end stopped coming to church.
因为他懂得一些民间的草药。
Because he learned about some kind of herbs from the village.
因为他呢，经常在推销他所懂得这些民间的草药。
Because he often promotes these kind of herbs that he found from the world.
那有一些人听说他的中风好起来，就去拜访他。
And some people heard that his stroke was healed, and a lot of people went to visit him.
他不提耶稣的恩典。
But he did not mention about the grace of Lord Jesus.
他说我的药很好啊，所以我出这个现在好起来，就很多人向他买。
And what he was promoting is just that my herbs are so good, that's why I got healed. And he just trying to sell these herbs to others.
把主耶稣的恩典全部忘掉。
And he completely forgot about the grace of Lord Jesus.
啊，非常遗憾。
And that was very unfortunate.
这个是很大的神迹啊。
That was such a huge and great miracle.
但是他为了要多赚一些钱啊，把主耶稣的恩典把它抹杀掉，这是很遗憾的事情。
In order to gain more money, he just completely forgot or put aside the grace of God.
那还有一件神迹啊。
And there was another miracle.
一个先生啊，他是银行的经理。
And there was a husband who was the manager in the bank.
但是他太太是我们教会的信徒。
But his wife is a member of our church.
那这个银行的经理他是其他教会的信徒。
And this branch manager, the bank manager, he was also a member from other church.
他真的有基督徒的样式，非常好。
And he was very good. He has a great conduct as a Christian.
但后来他，这个生病就是肺癌啊。
And at the end, he was sick and he got cancer.
那医生检查问他你有没有抽烟喝酒？我说基督徒没有。
So the doctor asked him, "Did you smoke or did you drink?" And he said, "No, I'm a good Christian. I never done these things."
那医生就说，可能是你的办公室里面呢有很多人抽烟影响到。
And the doctor said, "Maybe there you had a lot of secondhand smoke from your work environment."
他医生向他说，你可能活不到三个月。
And the doctor told him, "You may only have 3 months left."
那他太太呀、啊，听。医生这么说，他就紧张起来。
So when the wife heard this, and she was really anxious.
因为他太太呢，她很注重这个受罪的洗礼。
And because the wife plays a lot of emphasis on the baptism of repentance and also removing the sins.
因为这个先生他以前洗礼是点水礼，跟真耶稣教会不一样的。
Because back then, this husband, what he received was the sprinkle of water as a baptism.
他认为点水礼不完美。
And of course, this kind of baptism was not complete.
但是，因为他先生在其他教会的观念跟他就不一样。
And because this husband, he goes to other churches, that's why his concept was different to hers.
所以他太太一直强调啊，你一定要来真耶稣教会受洗。
So the wife tried to encourage him to get baptized in True Jesus Church.
他那时候就认为我已经没有希望的人了，要让我的太太安心了，我还是要信真耶稣教会去受洗。
So at that time, the husband thought that since I'm hopeless anyway, just to make my wife's lives easier, I would just go baptize there.
那很奇妙，他洗礼以后
，And after he got baptized,
他的肺癌没有一直恶化下去。
His cancer did not get worse.
也没有比较好。
But he did not get better either.
就是这样保持的这个本来的状况。
So he maintained in this condition for a while.
那当时呢，有人就认为他好了。
And some people thought that he was recovered completely.
就为他写这个蒙恩见证的这个文章啊，登在我们教会的圣灵报里面。
And someone thought that he was healed completely, and this person wrote a testimony on this person on the Manor magazine.
后来也印很多的传单去分发。
On the Holy Spirit magazine, and this person also printed a lot of flyers about this testimony and to send it to others.
经过一年有一个慕道朋友住在外县市。
And so after a year, there was a truth seeker living in a little different city.
他看到这个传单的见证就专程来到这个经理的这个家里来拜访他。
And this truth seeker, after he saw this flyer, he went all the way to visit this bank manager.
问他说：“你信真耶稣教会，你的肺癌得到医治，是不是真的？”
And the true seeker asked him, like, ever since you believe in Lord, in true Jesus Church, in your cancer got healed, is this true?
他说：“我得肺癌没有错，我信真耶稣教会以后有没有完全好，我不敢说。”
And then he said, "Indeed, I had cancer, but." After I believed in the true Jesus Church, I'm not sure that my cancer got better or not.
但是我洗礼到现在已经经过一年。
But it has been a year since I got baptized till now.
我因为呢肺癌，所以我就办理退休，我没有去上班，一直在家里。
And because of my cancer, I retired and I stopped working. I just stay at home.
我跟我太太经常同心向主耶稣祷告，向主耶稣感恩啊。
And me and my wife often give thanks to God and often pray together.
那你问我，我这个病是好起来吗？我不敢说啊。
And when you ask me whether my sickness is healed or not, and actually I don't know, I don't dare to say.
那这个慕道朋友就说：“哎，你是真正很诚实的人。”
And the truth seeker say, indeed, you are a very honest person.
但是我看你的见证传单跟你本人有出入。
But he said, when I look at the flyer from the flyer and you in person, there seems to be some sort of differences.
所以有的人呢，做见证或者是写文章，啊，会加一些形容词，会有一点点夸大，这个是不太好。
So some people when they write a testimony, they seem to exaggerate a little bit, and that is not good.
后来这个慕道朋友也有来信。
And at the end, the truth seeker also believed.
那这个弟兄呢，活到第二年的时候，忽然间恶化就死掉了。
And this brother, after the second year of baptism, his condition got worse, and he passed away.
像我在真耶稣教会当传道人啊，有很多的神迹奇事啊。
So.As a preacher in True Jesus Church, I have witnessed many testimonies and miracles.
那现在就回到圣经记载，耶稣的门徒用油来摸病人。
So now we return to the disciples of Lord Jesus when they use oil and to touch the sick.
这个我们要稍微了解一下。
And we have to understand this part.
在当时呢，医药不是很发达的时候，油啊。经常是一些旅行的人啊，经常要带在身边的。
And in back then, when the medical field was not advanced, people tend to carry oil around.
那到底这是什么油呢？有的人是说橄榄油是什么油，我不太清楚。
And so, what kind of oil is this? Some people said it's olive oil, but I'm actually not sure what kind of oil is that.
我们请看路加福音第十章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter
4. 34节。
Luke chapter 4, verse 34.
路加福音第十章三十四节。
Oh, sorry, Luke chapter 10, verse 34.
三十四节。
Luke chapter 10, verse 34. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, took him to an inn and took care of him.
这里是记载有一个撒玛利亚人在半路上被人打了半死。
And here talks about a Samaritan was beaten up.
不是，有一个人不是撒玛利亚。那有一个撒玛利亚人从那边经过。
So a man was beaten up and a Samaritan walked past.
这个撒玛利亚人他是因为旅行从那边经过所以他看到这个病人
So this Samaritan, he was traveling, and on his way, he saw this person.
但是他在旅行的时候呢，身边都有带油
And when he was traveling, he carried oil with him.
他就把他带的油来帮助这个生病的人。
So he used the oil which he carried and to pour that on top of the person who was beaten up.
可见当时呢，有的人要出外经常身边有带油。
So you can see that when people travel at that time, they will always carry oil with them.
那主耶稣的门徒呢，他们出去传福音，可能 身边也有带油。
So the disciples of Lord Jesus, when they preach the gospel, when they go out and preach the gospel, they very likely they will also bring oil with them.
那可能病人他们本身家里就有油。
And perhaps the people who are sick, they also have oil in their own house.
所以就用油啊来帮助病人。
So they use oil to help the sick.
请看雅各书第五章。
Let's turn to James chapter 5.
雅各书第五章十四节到十六节。
James chapter 5, verse 14 to 16.James chapter 5 verse 14. Is any one of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. 15. And prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. 16. Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous man is powerful and effective.
这里记载在早期教会啊有在教会里面有人生病了 就这圣职人员就帮他们祷告。
So it talks about in the early church when the person is sick, the ministers will pray for them.
那在祷告的时候，也常常用油来摸这些病人。
And while they pray, they also anoint them with oil.
那在我们教会呢，目前是没有用这一。用油来摸病人是没有的。
And in our church, we don't use oil to anoint others.
但是在当时呢，真的有这种情形啊，在教会里面，在帮人祷告，经常用油来摸病人。
But in that time, the church they tend to use oil and anoint others and also pray for the sick.
所以有些病人就得到平安呐。
So the sick will receive peace from that.
那在祷告过程呢，也有人呢自己有亏欠就悔改，就得到平安。
And in the midst of prayer, for those who fell short of God, then they will repent.
因为人在祷告的时候，在神的面前都会良心发现。
Because when they pray, the person who make the prayer will tend to realize their own sins.
所以祷告呢有医治病人的能力，但是呢。是借着油来增加他的信心。
So the prayer has the power to heal the sick, but the oil gives the extra power to heal them.
实际上呢，人的病能够得到医治是主耶稣的全能。
But in actual fact, the people can be healed is through the power of Lord Jesus.
那这种全能跟圣灵有连带关系。
And this power is also related.To the power of the Holy Spirit.
因为主耶稣曾经应许说，圣灵降在你们身上，你们就要得到能力。
Because once Lord Jesus has promised that, Holy Spirit will be upon you, and once you receive the Holy Spirit, you will receive the power from Him.
那主耶稣在世的时候，他也曾经说，神的灵在我身上叫我来让人得到平安。
And when Lord Jesus was on earth, he also said that the Spirit of God is in me, and that allows me to bring peace to you.
这个是在路加福音第四章有记载。
And this is recorded in Luke chapter 4.
那我们又回到早期的教会，使徒时代的教会。
And let's also return to the apostolic churches.
有很多神迹奇事。
And there were a lot of miracles.
在使徒行传第三章里面
In Acts chapter 3,
记载彼得要上圣殿祷告的时候
It records when Peter wanted to pray in the temple.
那有一个病人在那边向他要求帮助
And there was a sick begging him for help.
那主耶稣那个彼得呢靠着主耶稣的这个能力呢把这个病人医好
And Peter healed the sick through the power of Lord Jesus.
他本来是要向他乞讨一点点的钱来帮助他。
Initially, this person was just begging a little bit of money for help.
那彼得当时身上没有带钱啊，说我就奉耶稣的名，给耶稣的恩典给你呀。
And Peter said that I have no money with me, but I will just help you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个人呢，就 就这样好起来啊。
And this person was healed right at that time.
那圣经记载啊，他就归荣耀给神啊，相信耶稣啊。
And the Bible recorded that he praised God and gave glory to God and he believed in God.
那其他呢？有很多做这些传道人啊，都有这种能力、哦。
And also later on, you will see a lot of preachers also have similar power.
请看《使徒行传》第五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 5.
十二节。
Chapter 5, verse 12.
使徒行传第五章十二节。
Acts chapter 5, verse 12. Verse 12, the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders among the people, and all the believers used to meet together in Solomon's colonnade.
这里记载主耶稣借着做些使徒、做些传道人的手啊，行了很多的神迹奇事啊。
So these apostles performed many miracles and wonders among the people.
再看十五节、十六节。
Let's read verse 15 and 16. 15, as a result, people brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and mats so that at least Peter's shadow might fall on some of them as he passed by. 6, crowds gathered also from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those tormented by evil spirits, and all of them were healed.
在早期教会好像医院一样的，有很多病人啊，到教会去得到平安啊。
In early days, the church was just like a hospital. A lot of sick people go there and they get healed.
那这些传道人又好像医生啊，所有的病人都让他们得到医治啊。
And the preachers, they were just like doctors. They were able to heal the sick.
那这里有记载说，甚至有的人他相信啊，没有办法靠近传道人，只要他的影子能够照到我，也可以得到医治。
And some people might also believe that even though they cannot get close to the preacher, but if the preacher's shadow passed by them, they could also get healed.
那奇妙的就是这个十六节记载。
But what's more amazing is recorded in chapter 16.
从四围的所有的城市的病人来到那边，全部得到医治。
And it talks about that the people, the sick, that is around the town of Jerusalem and other, and who was also tormented by evil spirit, they were all healed.
在当时这个医术不太发达的时候
，and at that time where medical was not greatly advanced.
那神的这种全能啊，真的在那边啊，就表现出来，就是把神的恩慈啊，在那边呢凸显出来。
Because of that, the power of God was greatly manifested, and also the grace of God was greatly shown.
那现在这种情形在教会找不到。
And you cannot find this kind of things happening in church nowadays.
不过呢，有些教会啊，他们的医院啊，真的总和医院啊，真的经营都非常好。
But a lot of hospital they work very well.
那这些医院呢，基督教的医院呢、啊，也是救了很多的人。
And even the Christian hospital, they also saved a lot of people.
有的人说，这也是把神的恩慈带到人群当中啊。
And this is also a way to bring the grace of God among men.
那像使徒时代这种情形，现在在教会找不到。
And what happened in the apostolic church cannot be happened nowadays.
但是在那个很落后的民族当中啊，还是神迹奇事很多的。
But in the villages, you could still find a lot of miracles.
那这些都可以给我们做参考。
And we can use these as our reference.
那有关主耶稣的门徒呢？他们能够医病赶鬼，是靠主耶稣的全能啊。
And for Lord Jesus, the fact that the disciples, they can heal the sick and also cast out demons, it's also through the power of Lord Jesus.
但是呢？当时轰动在犹太社会的时候啊，有的人对耶稣的评论是什么
？But at that time, what are the comments of Lord Jesus from others?
请看马可福音第六章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 6.
十四节、十五节。
Mark chapter 6, verse 14 and 15. Verse 14.King Herod heard about this, for Jesus' name had become well known. Some were saying, John the Baptist has been raised from the dead, and this is why miraculous powers are worked in him. 15, others said, he is Elijah. And still others claimed, he is a prophet, like one of the prophets of long ago.
这里记载耶稣的名声传扬出来以后,
and here it talks about when Jesus became well known.
当时希律王啊, 也听到这个消息,
and King Herod also heard about this.
那他对主耶稣的这些名声啊, 啊, 他怎么去分析呢?
So how did he analyze about Lord Jesus?
他认为被他杀死的那个苏洗也很在复活,
and he thought that he was the one, he's John the Baptist, whom the King Herod had killed.
他认为耶稣就是苏洗约翰的复活的替身啊。
He thought that Lord Jesus was actually John the Baptist who was resurrected.
为什么他会这么判断?
So why did he make such judgment?
因为他做了亏心事, 他杀死约翰。
Because he feel bad and he killed John the Baptist.
所以有罪恶感啊。
So that's why he feels sinful.
良心很不安,
and he was not at peace.
所以他判断出来是错误的,
so that's why he concluded such way, and it was incorrect.
但是也有人呢,认为啊,是马拉基书第四章说,在末后神要差遣以利亚来。
But some people also thought that he was Elijah, which was sent at the end times.
他们认为这个耶稣就是那个以利亚的替身啊。They
claimed that Lord Jesus was Elijah.
这就是因为对先知书的预言呢不很了解。And
they thought of that because they don't completely understand about the prophets.
他们认为啊，现在神兴起一个大的先知啊，是生命具有记载啊。And
they thought that God will raise up a prophet, and that is also recorded in Deuteronomy.
那这种判断也是错误的。
And this kind of judgment was also incorrect.
还有一种人啊, 他是很渴慕神的声音啊。
And there was another type of person who thirsts about the voice of God.
他们认为呢, 主耶稣的这些名声就代表神的声音已经显露出来。
And they thought that Lord Jesus was representing God and was voicing out God's comment.
所以神的声音, 少的时候人就很干渴啊, 这个灵魂啊, 就生病。
So when the man has hardly hear about the voice of God, then they become thirsty for the voice of God.
那从这里面所记载, 让我们知道, 要传扬神的话很重要。
So from here, it lets us know that it is very important to preach the word of God.
那么要执行这个神的恩慈呢，也是很重要。
And it is also very important to execute the grace of God.
但是我们不能够忽略现在的医药的发达来善用它。
But we cannot forget about the advancement in medicine, and we try to make use of them.
因为这个也是神的恩典在里面。Because
this is also the grace of God.
我们往往过分的强调神迹奇事，而这个忽略了这个医药的发达，往往会被人家批评。And
very often we just emphasize a lot on the miracles, yet we neglected the advancement of medicine.
所以有些基督教的医院，他们在医治病人，也在祷告。So
a lot of Christian churches, when they heal the sick, they also pray a lot.
要开刀之前啊, 他们就先祷告。
And before they start an operation, they will also have a prayer first.
这个都很需要的事情。
And this is also very necessary.
所以我们有病要去找医生, 也要祷告。
So even when we go search for a doctor, we should also pray first.
早上就见证到。
So the sermon ends here.
唱赞美诗325首。
Let's sing hymn 325.